Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Damai, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. We're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, one of the major rules when it comes to Trumas Yimaisris is that you can't separate from something that's Chayiv on something that's Potter, or from something that's Potter on something that's Chayiv. In other words, if I'm saying, okay, I'm taking off some Peiris and this is Truma, and that's going to fix this pile of Peiris. Both the peiros that I am taking and the pile of peiros have to be something that is mechoyev in truma. If I take peiros that I'm mechoyev in truma and I say this is to fix, this is going to be the truma on this pile of peiros, and that pile of peiros has already been declared cholim. You already took off the truma simaisras from it. That's mechoyev al haptor. So nothing happened. I can say from today to tomorrow, this is truma. It's truma for that pile. What do you mean it's truma for that pile? That pile doesn't need truma. Truma was taken from it already. Or the other way around. If I have a pile, the truma has to be taken from. The truma simashras have to be taken from. In other words, it's tevel. And I take some peiros from a different pile. Where from that other pile we already took off truma simashras. And I'm saying this should be the truma for that. It doesn't work. That's called min haptor al achiv. So again, in order for truma simashras to be chal, in order for it to work, it has to be that I'm taking something which is chayiv on Truma Simaisras to fix something else that is chayiv on Truma Simaisras. That makes really Dmai a little bit tricky. Chazal say I should take off Maisras, right? If you buy Peiros in Am Haaretz. Which Maisras? I hope you know that by now. Not Truma Gedaila, but Truma Smaiser, Maisr Sheni, and Maisr Ani. Now, being that Roiv Amiratzim do take off Truma Simaisras, I have to be very careful here. That I don't separate Maisras min achiyev al haptor, or min haptor al achiyev. So let's say I buy a bunch of peiros from Am Haaretz Aleph. And then I buy some more peiros from Am Haaretz Beis. I shouldn't take off Maisras from one for another. I shouldn't say these peiros that I bought from Am Haaretz Aleph, this is the Maisr Sheni, let's say. For the peiros that I bought in Am Haaretz Beis, can't do that, because for all we know, one of them did take off Maisras, one of them didn't. And therefore what you're doing is either min haptor al achiyev or min achiyev al haptor. But if I take off Peiros from Am Haaretz Aleph to fix the other Peiros in Am Haaretz Aleph, some amanoshach. Either he didn't take off Maisras, so what I did is the right thing to do. And even if he did take off Maisras, so it doesn't fix anything, but there's no need to fix anything if he took off Maisras. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. So once again, Perik Hei Mishnah Gimel. Halakeach, if someone buys bread of Demai min hanachtim from a baker. Now again, even if this baker is a Talmud Chacham, but it could be he's buying peiros from Am Haaretz, and being that he's selling in large quantities, he's allowed to sell it as Demai, and it's the obligation of the buyer to fix it. Zak the Mishnah, Ma'aser, it's permitted for me to take off Maisras min hachama from warm bread. We say warm bread, we mean it was baked today, fresh bread. To fix alatzenenes on cold bread, in other words, bread that was baked, let's say, yesterday. I can also take umenatzenenes, some cold bread, alachama, on the warm bread, as long as it's all coming from the same baker. Now, why would I think not? And the answer is, maybe today, the baker purchased his flour or his wheat from one person and yesterday from someone else. So it could be today's the Maisras were taken and yesterday's they weren't. Zak the Mishnah, it's not a problem. Another Chiddush here is, and that's how the Ratanura learns as the first Pshat. Normally when it comes to separating Maisras, you cannot take from an inferior quality on a good quality. I can't say these inferior apples, which aren't so good, should be the Truma for those good apples. That's called Minara Ala Yofa. But by Demai, it's Mutter. Being that even if it's Vadei Tevel, if you do it, if you take from a bad apple on a good apple, the Maisras are Chal B'diavet, so by Demai we say it's Mutter L'chatchil. Zok the Mishnah, I can do this. Afilo me tefusin harba. Even if these loaves of bread look different. They have different shapes, different sizes. So maybe this is more of a concern. That he bought one from one and one from the other. And therefore I should not be allowed to separate Maisras from one to another because maybe it's going min haptor al achiyev or the other way around. No, I'm not worried about it as long as you're buying it all from one person. Devi Reb Meir as a halt, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Rebbe Yehuda oiser. Rebbe Yehuda asers to take off meiser from pas chama, today's bread that was purchased from the baker, to be misaken the cold bread, meaning the older bread that was purchased even from the same baker, as well as the other way around, from cold bread to the warm bread, shani oimer, because I could possibly say, in other words, I am concerned that chitim shel emesh, yesterday's wheat that the baker bought, hoyim mishel echad, was from one person, v'shel hayom, and today's wheat, hoyim mishel acher, was from someone else. Zakta ba tenura. What about if both are from yesterday or both are from today? So Behuda is moidet remeya, then you can take from one on the other, even if they look different. Even if one is small, one is big, one has the shape of a gingerbread cookie and the other has a round shape. I maybe was bought from different people, that I'm not choshesh. But from today, on yesterday, even if they look the same, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would ask. There are different shittas here in the Rishonim about this. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Shimon Oyser, Rabbi Shimon Asers, to take off mashes from one loaf on the other loaf, even if both are from today. That's if they are in different shapes. Rabbi Shimon puts much more emphasis on the shapes. If the breads are in a different shape, that means they come from different types of machinery. So it could be it comes from different types of people. Maybe one took of Marisus and one didn't, and again, you have the concern, it'll be min aptura lechiv. So Rav Shimon oisa betrumas maiser. When it comes to trumas maiser, as well as the other maisers, I can't let you take a chance. But umater b'chala, when it comes to chala, everybody is moida. Even from yesterday on today, even from two different types of forms, two different shapes, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Maybe Taki bought it from two people. And the answer is, when does the chiyuv challah start? The chiyuv challah starts by the baker. It starts when you start kneading the dough. So even if the baker bought it by different people, it doesn't make a difference. The chiyuv only starts by the baker. So here there's no concern of ptur ala chiyuv or chiyuv ala ptur. Even if I knew for a fact that it came from two different suppliers, it doesn't bother me when it comes to challah. Because it can't be one took off challah, one didn't. There was no challah to take off. Challah only starts by the baker, once he pours the water into the dough. So Rav Shimon is worried about Truman's Meister and the other Meisters, if they have different forms. Their tak, I'm worried it came from two separate people, one took off, one didn't, but he's matter by Chala. And the Halacha is like Rav Shimon. So, chazring over our Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, if someone buys loaves of Demai from a baker, again, it could be this baker is a Talmud Chacham, or at least a chaver when it comes to Trumas Yimaisra. Still, he may be buying his wheat or his flour from Amiratzim. And as explained, if he's selling in large quantities, he's not mechuyev to take off Trumas Yimaisra. Rather, the buyer is mechuyev. So the first sheet in our Mishnah, the sheet of Rav Meir, holds you can take from the warm bread, meaning today's bread, on yesterday's bread, on today's bread, and we're not concerned that yesterday's loaves were made from grain that came from one Am Haaretz, and today's loaves were made from grain that came from someone else. Because if that's true, how do I know? Maybe one of them took off Maisers, one didn't. And this is true, says Rav Meir, even if they have different shapes. Different shapes means different machinery, so that's more of an indication it came from different people. Still, Rav Meir is not concerned. Rabbi Yehuda answers one day's bread on the other. What if they come from different suppliers? One of them took off Maisers and one didn't. But Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned, says the Bat Tanura, for the different shapes. Rabbi Shimon says, if they have different shapes, no, then I have to be concerned it comes from two people. And therefore he'll ask her to take from one on the other. When it comes to Trumas Maestro as well as the other Maestros, the only thing is, he's matur by Chala, meaning in regard to the mitzvah of separating Chala, I'm not worried that the grain or the wheat came from different suppliers. And one took of challah, one didn't. They weren't taking of challah yet. The chi of challah starts by the baker when he starts rolling the dough. And in Mela, it's not a concern as to where it came from.